We are live. Now, back to Chris Denman and Travis Terrell on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back to Tim McKernan's We Are Live.
I see what you did there.
Chris Denman, Travis Terrell, the show. It's We Are Live here on 590 The Fan, KFNS.
Fail creation, Chris.
105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com. It's fun when you put the mirror in front of yourself like that, or you have somebody put the mirror in front of you.
Got to, Chris.
And just speak truths, and that's how it goes. We had a big first hour here on 590 The Fan. If you'd like, please download that, InsideSTL.com. Subscribe on iTunes. Do us a favor. And on that note, we'll be switching things up. We don't know quite what just yet, but we appreciate everybody reaching out, checking in on it. Talked to Tim recently, and we're cool. We're both trying to just work something out. Still maybe here at the station, maybe elsewhere, but whatever happens, we're good. We're happy for everybody, and just moving forward,
baby.
You sound
like a guy that's trying to convince yourself. Are you trying to convince yourself or others right now? It sounds like you're going through a terrible breakup. You caught her cheating, and it ended up being your brother with the guy she decided to spend the rest of her life with, and now you're trying to
We've got about six options in play, and we
got is that what the guy tells us? Oh, man, I can go out here, bro. I can go out here.
Facebook Live. Facebook Live.
Got to get that.
YouTube. Got that. And Snapchat have all called us.
Ham radio.
And they said for free.
Oh, yeah.
We can do a show.
I feel
Twitch.
Like
on any of those.
Twitch. Is that still a thing?
Twitch.
Travis, our last 14 months, who's your least favorite person? Roger Goodell, Donald Trump, Dan Caesar.
I love everyone. Yeah. That's the thing. People think I have beef with anyone. I don't have a beef with anybody. Here's the funny thing about that entire situation. I don't even think he knows who I am. So it can't be a rivalry if you don't know who your rival is.
Over under 47 seconds listen to the show ever.
Under, easily. Under. Not a chance.
And that was just the Casey Reeves intro. That's a snappy tune.
that's a nice little ditty. Didn't like that. I don't mind that at all. Everything this weekend was pretty cool in regards to some really neat NFL news. We saw, of course, the former St. Louis Ram, Chris Long, finally won a Super Bowl on yesterday. And then, of course...
you want to do tops or bottoms?
We can do this week's tops.
Hold it real long. Longer. Chris, longer than you.
I gotta go back.
Okay, go ahead.
Or bottoms. It is Monday, and we need to find out who was on top and who was on the bottom.
855-282-8255 for your tops or bottoms.
Of the weekend. Gang, let's kick it off with you.
Tops has to be Melissa McCarthy. Great commercial with Kia, but
very
even
commercial.
Better Saturday Night Live skit.
It was. For those who are not familiar,
she
was Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary, and she nailed it.
Is it me or I lost it every time she picked up the podium. And hit people with it?
That was
the point where I lost it.
How did she look exactly like it?
She killed it.
She looked exactly like it.
My favorite part when she brought over the box and she brought the moose lambs.
Moose lambs.
Radical moose lambs. Yeah. I was like, this is good. Like, she had to reach out. She was not the guest on SNL this time. It was Kristen Stewart.
Yeah.
So she must have reached out to Lauren or someone was like, hey, you got to see Melissa McCarthy, Sean Spicer. It's pretty dead on.
So you got to think Kia was just giddy when that happened.
Oh, Kia was like,
Saturday night, they were like, oh, baby, this weekend.
Melissa McCarthy, you are the tops in Gaines' life. Who's your bottom, my friend?
My bottom for the weekend is probably...
My bottom for the weekend. Just say that.
Is probably...
What listener?
Going to be... it's going to be chickens because we eat billions of pounds of chicken wings on Super Bowl Sunday.
That is very true. Good. That's it. That's
Gaines, secret member of PETA.
But I ate some too, so...
If you had to put in poundage how many wings you ate yesterday, what would it be?
Poundage-wise. Oh, only like a half a pound,
Half the arch?
But then like a half a pound of ribs too.
Oh.
And a half a pound of Tostitos. And a half a pound of salsa.
Carly was like, I am not in. Oh, never mind. You added more food.
Ice cream cake.
How much Jameson?
Oh God. Wait. Cake. He's going to the right Super Bowl party.
How much?
If there's an ice cream cake in your Super Bowl party, you're going to the right Super Bowl party.
Somebody's like, I got a fruit pie, but there was mold on it, so I got an ice cream cake. I go, one, why did you not go ice cream cake first?
Yeah, why was the fruit pie?
Oh, like a cherry.
You idiot. God. I hope he's listening.
But also
right
at the same time,
pie at the Super
Can we give
Bowl.
That guy some credit for the audible?
Yes, I guess, but it shouldn't
Those happen. Are not bad. Those are not
bad. Bad original play call.
All right, let's go with you, Carls. What is your top of the weekend?
Friday at Southtown Pub was fun.
Yeah, you get it, girl.
So that was fun.
You get it. You was like, Amy Schumer, suck it. That's what you said at the end of her set.
Come down to Southtown Pub.
Remind me to just completely just
It was a tug free zone that night.
Yeah,
and I ate two bites of ice cream. No, and then
the bottom of the weekend
was, well, I started to get sick yesterday. I did not feel good. And the bottom, but I got better, but it's still a bottom because I was looking forward to getting like that sexy raspy voice. And it just never hit. Yeah, yeah. And it just never hit that peak. And I was like, yes, Monday's going to be so fun.
He's going,
listening to myself
Tony Braxton
talk on the radio.
Hey, I know I sound like a Gamma 5 from
Mizzou that had three
packs of cigarettes and drank all weekend.
I
sound good.
I didn't get invited to any Super Bowl parties.
They didn't have the budget. They didn't have the food budget.
And I love you, baby. But there's a reason.
So that was my bottom.
Amen. Economy stuff.
I mean,
we only got like a $5,000 food budget. We can't bring Carly to
harsh,
man.
Why are harsh realities so much funnier than?
I was home alone.
Oh, that's beautiful.
My dad wasn't there.
Did he bring any enchiladas home?
No, he didn't. I was very disappointed, but he did come home and make some bratwurst on the smoker. And he said he was gonna make wings. He's like, I'm on my way home. I'm gonna make bratwurst.
Tell me
wings.
You threw
so I'm
a
like,
fit.
Yes, wings.
Tell me you threw a fit.
And like, I'm like, so are you gonna make wings? He goes, no, not tonight. But I'm gonna put some bratwurst on the smoker. And I'm like, aww. All right, I'll have one later.
I'm sorry. Had I
so
know?
Then I finished. That's when I finished the second pint of ice cream.
Okay. Oh my goodness. Oh. Jesus, woman.
I had one on Friday night and good. Then one.
Travis,
yesterday.
Tops. Tops of the weekend is my man, Kurt Warner. He completely, not only did he make it to the Hall of Fame, but he gave a special shout out to St. Louis and the St. Louis Rams fans everywhere. He's been, and I mean, this is very cliche and corny, but he's been this. He's been a pillar of the community, the outstanding work that he does.
Going into the
foundation.
Hall with a Giants helmet on.
Wouldn't go that far, but...
Sorry, Packers.
Yeah, yes, that's the one. That'll be it. No, Kurt Warner is a testament to... And again, I don't want to get too hammy with this segment, but he's a testament of... Seriously, don't give up. We really should not give up. This guy was nowhere near an NFL field, and he is now a Hall of Famer. And he's a testament to everything he stands for. And just from interacting with him personally and how he interacts with the city and the work he still does, of course, even in Arizona, you got to salute Kurt Warner. He is the tops of the weekend. The bottom of the weekend was the Star Spangled Banner. Luke Bryant. That was weak.
I was trying to get Wheeler Walker fired up on Twitter. Like, what? How do you feel about this, Wheeler Walker Jr.?
That twangy ass.
Take it easy.
I wasn't. I honestly wasn't listening to it because I was watching my stopwatch to see if it went over or under. So I actually tried to remember. When you said that, I tried to remember. I'm like, I don't think I heard a word. I was just looking at the stopwatch.
It was so weak. It was, I don't know, if you like that kind of crap then, but yeah, but then, but also a salute to the Hamilton women cast.
Oh wow, big surprise.
There we go,
supported well them. Well, oh wow,
you know, I know Gaines probably just used his stopwatch on his phone, but part of me really wants him to have like just a stopwatch, like old timey. Oh, no. Just for that one thing.
Yeah, I had to be on Twitter, so I couldn't use my phone. I brought a stopwatch.
Good move, Gaines.
Oh my
smart,
god,
I warned my girlfriend, hey, I'm gonna tweet a lot during this thing. I'm gonna need you not to yell at me for being on my phone too much.
Chris, who was your top of the weekend?
Top is definitely, let's go for a listener submission first. Okay. Ray King, one of his tops. Big shout out to Trav for holding it for me when I had to pee at Southtown Pub
that
Friday.
Was not, that never happened. You guys don't have to, these alternative facts.
yeah, tops for me, I'm going to go Chris Long.
Won a Super Bowl.
Nice. Good for him.
Always enjoyed him in St. Louis. He was one of those people that feel, and obviously he didn't do what Kurt Warner did for St. Louis, but at the same time he struggled through when we all knew the score of what was going on. Played it cool. We need to get him on a show, on the show sometime. For the love of God, we need to talk to
he's
him.
Such a good guy.
In a not safe for work environment. Absolutely. Too, because you know he's got some stories. Yeah, tops for definitely.
Chris he also Long. Mentioned St. Louis last night on Twitter.
He did. He mentioned on Twitter, and you got to look. Salute to that guy. And you're right. To Chris's point, Chris, if I may add to your top, is that he was complete class.
I love when you top for me.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for. He was complete class here in St. Louis. He had every opportunity to throw this organization and even sometimes his teammates under the bus. Chris Long decided, no, that's not who I am. That's not what I'm about. And even when the Rams left him, he was a little bit, he didn't publicly completely deride the
organization.
I bet
he would have been.
He was slightly salty about it, and he was right to be, because he could have been the absolute face for that organization in L.A. because of his amazing personality. He ended up going to a great franchise like New England, and now he has a Super Bowl wing to show for. Again, one of those guys that, hey, he said it too in his press conference. Hey, man, you just have to know every day you get up, that could be your chance. And he said yesterday was his chance.
Prince Johnson, the Black Python. My top for the weekend was Robert Kraft. Can't get enough of drunk uncle billionaire. And my bottom was my weed guy who only had swag crap. That's too bad. It's too bad for him. My bottom, Roger Goodell.
It's a good one.
Sure. Sure, he's a millionaire. Sure, he's a big part of a very successful league.
Right.
It's still on a personal level, the, you know, the 9-year-old talking in front of his class.
Yeah.
Roger Goodell. I think it hit him a little bit. I hope, at least I hope so. In a just world where that guy makes as much money as he does, and that smug laugh he had whenever St. Louis reporters were asking questions back at the relocation. I don't care if I sound salty. I'll say Roger Goodell as my bottom.
I
liked him getting booed. It was like taking him down a notch. And I don't know if Brady and Belichick were actually giggling at him, but I like to think they were.
Me too.
No, I will say this. We also still have to remember he was doing the bidding of some other owners as well.
Oh.
So, he definitely deserves the boos. I'm more than happy to boo Roger Goodell every step of the way. But like I said last hour, let's pack in some other owners as well that was also needling the commissioner's office to go after New England the way that he did.
Can I add a bottom?
Yes.
Sure can.
Hall of Fame voters. Get over yourself.
Let's do that. Let's turn the music down. I'm glad you brought that up.
You should be ashamed. Get over yourself.
You really should. You really should. The fact that Terrell Owens is not in the Hall of Fame is the... And we'll have plenty of time this week because we're going to have to go to break here in the next 5 to 7 minutes. And frankly, I think this deserves a little bit more time. But it's absolutely disgusting that Terrell Owens is not in the Hall of Fame. And the only reason he's not in the Hall of Fame is the sanctimonious pulpit that these writers believe that they have. You don't. You don't. I'm sorry. I don't care who the hell you think you are, how long you've been a part of this game. Terrell Owens is a Hall of Famer and should be in, period. And the thing is, the people who are making the arguments, they're holding up the idea that he was a bad teammate. Yes. He probably was a terrible teammate, but the numbers don't lie.
And the win percentage of his team.
So what are we discussing here? When did we get to this point? If it was another thing, if this guy had murdered someone, if this guy had a rash of terrible behavior.
Or, you know, been accused of murdering somebody or allegedly, or been involved in something allegedly post-retirement. Like another wide receiver who beat him out to the Hall of Fame.
It was disgusting.
Well, also, you see Peter King's comment that not only is it going to take a minute, that it could take years, and he doesn't know if Terrell Owens might ever get in.
Get him, Gaines.
Are you kidding me?
Gaines,
if you want to be the rider on your high horse and punish him for 1 year, you did that last year. You did it.
Yeah.
How is he not in the second go around?
And then how
does he not make the top 10?
There you go. That was my thing. How does he get into your top 15 and then not your top 10? See, that's what I don't understand. So you made the point of getting him into your top 15, but then you looked at what was left on the ballot and you said no for him being in the top 10. That to me is also disingenuous. It's disgusting that these writers would do this to a guy that I don't care how you feel about Terrell Owens. He hasn't committed a crime. He hasn't beat women. The guy hasn't murdered anyone. So he was a bad teammate.
That's subjective too.
Exactly.
What's a bad teammate?
Exactly. And so because you can't measure that, let's use the measurables.
Lawrence Taylor, a bad teammate for doing crack cocaine and getting busted with God knows how many.
And here's the thing. I think
alleged things.
I think this is going to even more so
hurt guys like Isaac Bruce, because the problem is if you then put Terrell Owens in front and say we can't put him in because of his off-field issues,
pushes back the Torrey Holtz and the Isaac Bruce of the world.
Yeah, because then when you bring up Isaac Bruce, you go, well, he's not, but there's another guy we're not putting in who has better stats than him. And so the problem is the arguments aren't going to match up, and yet I have a feeling it's even going to hold back more wide receivers because Terrell Owens is never going to get in. But you're right, it's crap, and we're going to see this continue when certain writers, and I believe Peter King's going to be one of them, actually have the gall to stand up and defend the fact that Darren Sharper...
Well, I don't expect them to get the gall to do any of that. I don't expect them to get that at any point.
I think
at the end of the day, you can't call yourself a reputable reporter on the NFL or a reputable journalist with a Hall of Fame vote if you don't have Terrell Owens on your ballot. That's just, you don't know your job or you don't know the sport. Either way, you're wrong. And the numbers back that up. And as to no surprise to anyone, because I feel like we sat up here a year ago and I said this and I quote, I believe because of his push to get St. Louis, get the Rams out of St. Louis to L.A., I said that was the cherry that put him over the top. Jerry Jones also being inducted to the NFL Hall of Fame this weekend.
And it probably says a little bit about the process, too, of how they vote these guys in. It's guys hanging out in a room and basically, like, arguing. And when that happens, that changes everything.
Yeah.
Derek Gould and the Baseball Writers Association made a really big step this year, making everybody's ballot public for the Baseball Hall of Fame. I would be interested in a step like that for the NFL
I get it. Terrell Owens was a turd of a personality, maybe from the media standpoint. And to Gaines's point, it's very subjective as far as the type of teammate Terrell Owens was. But at the end of the day, you're talking about statistically, where are you putting Terrell Owens? And he is up there with, in almost every statistical category, with players who are presently in the Hall of Fame. So what is the argument that you're having with yourself is so sanctimonious, and it's so weak, and it erodes the credibility of the Hall of Fame when you don't have a guy like Terrell Owens in it. And the only reason being is because you think he was a bad teammate. That's the worst argument that anyone can make. And I really implore every Hall of Fame voter to freaking go on every media major outlet and completely just call it out for what it is. Call out your colleagues. This is BS, man. This isn't fair to a guy that gave his body to the game. He went out there and performed when it needed to, when it didn't matter, when the whistle blew. Terrell Owens was one of the best players on the field, period. And the fact that these writers are holding him up, it's so weak. And again, we talk about how the game is great. This is the part that really drags it. Because you have a great game like you saw this Sunday with the Patriots and Falcons. And then you have these needle-nosed journalists jumping in, just throwing their agenda around. It's so BS. It's so weak. I hate it.
Yeah, and I would actually make the argument, and this will happen eventually, because I feel like you see this in 2 or 3 years, maybe. You'll see somebody say, his behavior, although annoying or whatever, maybe it put more of a spotlight on it. That was more clicks, as people do now,
right,
or more video.
Chris.
You know, it brought a spotlight to the game, and you can't tell me when he came to St. Louis, people weren't excited to cheer against him. He was a heel.
Yeah.
It's what he was. And again, I don't know his personal record. I don't know that he doesn't have a criminal record. Certainly nothing of note. Didn't drink and drive and kill somebody and then get a DWI again.
I don't think he drinks.
Like, I wouldn't doubt it.
I don't think he was a drinker.
Yeah, and again, annoying, a pain in the ass.
Sure.
I'm sure a lot of people are.
There are a ton of guys like that. There's a guy by the name of freaking Brett Favre that was inducted. It was a bit of a pain in the ass as well. He sent peace pics to employees. He's in the Hall of Fame.
He should be punished for not being very impressive.
I just think this morality, it really just really eats away at the game. It takes the fun out of it. When you have an opportunity to see a guy like Terrell Owens play, and we all watched him on Sundays, he was almost every time the best player on the field. We watched that for more than a decade. That guy be the man on offense for whatever team he played for. And now you're telling me when it's time to put him up for the Hall of Fame vote, you're not putting him in because you subjectively think he wasn't a good teammate? That is so, it's so weak. It says everything about sports journalism and where it is today. That type of crap really ticks me off.
It would be strange, too. It's like, okay, so you're telling me, I'm trying to think of a good name here, Trey Junkett, because he was a good teammate, he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Was
he a long snapper?
I think he was.
Yeah.
But we're in the era of data and sabermetrics and all these things. And what is a true measurement of an athlete? What is a true measurement of a player when he's on the field? And Terrell Owens is tops. in almost every single one of those categories. So how are we sitting up here having a debate about whether or not he should be in the Hall of Fame? Like, I honestly believe in the thing that Gaines just pointed out, I would love for them to do. Stop being a bunch of you-know-whats and own up to your vote. Step up to the mic. Go on a major show and articulate your point. But the thing that's what's going to happen is these lug nuts are going to just go hide behind their Twitter accounts. They're going to go back to their little newsroom, and they're going to subtweet, or they're going to send out a column that subtly takes a shot at Terrell Owens instead of just stepping up and saying, hey, I was the pansy that was being a bit of a hoe that didn't want to vote Terrell Owens to the Hall of Fame. Please send all your hate mail to me. You're too weak for that. That's so Bush League, and it's so beneath the sport and beneath the industry for you to not have him in there. That's dumb.
Tony Dow, Peter King sucks ass.
He does.
Ball bottom feeder. T.O. is a great example of what being a complete a-hole to everyone in your work can get you.
No, because last time I checked, you can be a complete a-hole and still be president of the United States. So, I don't think you can get far.
Can we just do these segments with a burning fire sound effect behind it the whole time?
I don't care what you are. When it's time to perform, I pay you to perform. That's what I pay you. You want to be a jerk? Be a jerk. So what?
Floyd Mayweather considered one of
the biggest
the best
jerks of all time.
One of the worst people on the planet.
Easily. Are you kidding me? There's everyone isn't going to be. That's weak.
Michael Irvin, Chris Carter, pretty stand-up guys.
Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was such a nice, humble guy. He was so respectful to his teammates. He was so cool, man. All his teammates adored him. They loved being around Michael Jordan.
The flu game.
Oh, yeah.
Quotes.
Exactly. Oh, people embraced Kobe Bryant. Oh, man. Players would run up from all over the NBA to give Kobe a hug. Get out of here. He was a jerk because he was mean to me and he didn't sign my autograph, so he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. Stop being some hoes, man. And stop being a hoe.
Randy Moss up next year. I wonder. Randy Moss.
No, he played. Belichick gives him the disciple blessing.
Yeah, you're right. He will get he will get the Robert Kraft blessing, and will be good to go.
How's my Belichick?
2.5 years of jogging through every single play not called exactly for him in Oakland.
But I'm glad you brought that
Rice's
up.
Record.
But I'm glad Gaines brought that up. Now those writers gonna have to explain yourself.
Yeah,
because now you're gonna keep Randy Moss out of the Hall of Fame. You're gonna keep Randy Moss out of the Hall of Fame.
No,
because he wasn't the best teammate either.
They're just going to put Randy Moss ahead of Terrell.
And again, like Rock said, this is only going to hurt guys like Isaac Bruce, yep. Torrey Holt.
Yep. But remember, Randy Moss ran a ticket person over in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Like with his car. A girl was giving him a ticket, and he basically bumped her with his car.
I forgot about
that.
Yeah,
exactly. We know why we forget.
His hand up and burned a guy by 30 yards a week later.
And he literally almost took the Patriots to their first undefeated season since the Miami Dolphins as well.
314, if Terrell Owens is tops, would Travis bottom for him?
That is not true.
Brentwood Forest Cabana Boy. I've been trying to figure out why Travis has been in such a sour mood. I mean, he's stunting like his daddy after last night. Hashtag nice iced out. Hashtag put a ring on it. Hashtag Travis for Trump.
I think I did get it carried away. It was like in the third quarter, and I did post on the wall page, Happy Black History Month.
Oh, you did.
That was,
it had Martin Luther King looking on as Brady did it. And man, oh man, did you look like an idiot.
I got cursed. I think I cursed the Falcons. I apologize, Falcons fans. But yeah. Oh yeah, by the way, Rock, I got your look, Rock. When it gets retweeted on Twitter 25,000 times, you're not the only person that saw it. He sent it to me as well in the text, like after I retweeted it, and
what was
the picture of Martin Luther King laughing at Tom Brady.
Oh,
I should probably start following you.
Then it was well done, actually. Then someone modified the photo to have Donald Trump laughing at the Falcons
and a crying Jordan
and a crying Jordan.
Okay,
I did. Someone said Tom Brady, and this is also a measurement of his greatness. Measurement of his greatness. This is before we go to break. Tom Brady, first man in the history of the internet to defeat the Jordan meme. He was close.
It was loading.
He was loading. He was at 75% first person, first athlete in the history of the Jordan meme to defeat it.
He did.
Tom Brady is the GOAT. I'm sorry, boys and girls. Never seen it happen in sports.
Guys, let's take a quick break. We got PTI with Pat Emig, presented by Hannigan Team Realty, coming up next. It's been a big show so far. Tops or bottoms? Travis loves Terrell Owens.
Love him. Hey Terrell, how's your boy?
Terry Yake called in.
Love you, Terry. How you doing?
If you like that, if you like us, download on iTunes. Subscribe today. Maybe write a review.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Support us.
Hell yeah.
The show will go on. One way or another, we're excited to announce that coming up soon. Quick break here on 590 The Fan, KFNS 105.7 HD2 FM, inside STL.com. Get out of here.